Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Voices of Hope, family, and friends. This is your host for the day, the conductor of the train, LaTanya Lady Quarterback Rush, filling in for our very own lovely Minister Kim today, who will be traveling. We're going to pray traveling mercies for her. And as always, I'm grateful to be able to conduct the train on today. I am. So you know this month, we've been focused on the importance of learning about loyalty in all of its essence. We've had different aspects of it. But today we're going to talk about what does it actually mean as it pertains to your personal and spiritual development. Do you believe it to be a natural happen, or is it a process? So today we're going to conclude with this week's show just talking about loyalty and understanding the importance and all that other good stuff. So, and it's going to be an open conversation. So if you'd like to call in, feel free to dial 347-857-1295. 347-857-1295. And just kind of talk to us for a few minutes, a few seconds about and how important loyalty is to you and what it actually means to you and your personal and spiritual development. So today it's just going to be an open conversation between me and our very own radio angel. Hello, are you here?
Kola, are you there? Kola, Kola, are you there?
Kola,
Kola, are you there? Yes, yes, Kola is here. Kola is here. I don't know about you, Lady Quarterback, but I am so ready for this holiday. I know we're talking about loyalty, and I'm over here talking about where is the hot dogs on the grill. Oh, it's,
I know, right?
I already know. I already know. I already know. So, but it's gonna be an interesting conversation, as it always is between you and I. But I'm sorry, girl. I'm still. Let me get my little barbecue stuff on right quick before we get all into the groove and stuff. I'm about to put a song on and start the party off right. Okay, listen. I'm gonna tell you like Dr. Creflo A. Dallas said. Listen, you can't be all so deep. You know what I'm saying? You can't be all so deep.
Right,
listen.
Right. Right.
He's like, listen, when we come, he said, when we doing, you know, I'm with my wife, and you know, I'm with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put Shirley Caesar on. I need Lee Wall. I need the
come
fat Luther. Come on then, you know what I'm saying?
The
so,
fat Luther.
Not my skinny one. What the fuck? So,
oh, it's
going to
be one of them train rides today. One of them train rides
girl,
today.
I'm just like, listen. I'm going to open up with one song, and this
okay,
is
that's
you know what? Maybe I should say that song. You know what? I'm going to say that song for the end. I'm going to save it for the end, and we're going to do our gospel. We're going to do our commercials, but at the end, I'm going to get y'all ready to
all
go.
All ready for the weekend.
What? Because, you know, I'm already hyped, because for those who do not know, everybody who knows me, who knows that I'm an only child, from my mother. Guess what? My daddy has 6 children, and my oldest sister, found me on Facebook. So praise God for Facebook, and I'm going to meet my sister this weekend. So, hallelujah, glory.
Wow.
Just, Lord, talk about loyalty, child. But I'm sorry. I'm a little hyped today, so, you know.
That's all right.
I'm there.
Go ahead.
I'm there.
Right.
I'm there. I'm there.
Just right.
I mean, like, just, what? And this is Express Train, so let us take you into some music real quick so we can come back and have a great time. So we'll be right back.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dream so I can be what you meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free so I can breathe. Free up the things, have a blessing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. Ow. I have to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again. It's not the end.
No.
I used to be afraid to die. I used to be afraid to try.
Used to be afraid.
I was too afraid of knowing what really was like.
But the sun.
But the sun came to give me life. Now I feel like I can touch the sky. I'm ready. If you're ready.
If you're ready, get up and live.
Come on,
girl.
Stop it.
Right.
This is the boy. What?
Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I got the bounce.
We're supposed to talk about loyalty. You know I'm about to go somewhere else. Sorry. No, sorry.
All right. I got the bounce going on. We're focused. No, this is reality radio. I don't know. It's just something about when Radio and Angel and I get together, because we talk often, and we already have, like, this rapport and this energy. We don't know how to act. So I want to apologize ahead of time because I'm not sure how this show is going to go. However, I do trust and believe that God will still get across his message and word to the people that's listening.
Yes.
But it's just for me, I'm just in a place and a state in my life where I just really want to have fun. I just really want to be free. And I just want to have fun. I want to laugh as much as I can, you know, be silly often. You know, I know it's a time and a place for everything, but we're talking about the word loyalty. I just want to be loyal to the essence of who God made me to be. And
I want you to say that again. Say it again. Say it again. Somebody needs to hear that.
Be loyal to the essence of who God made you to be, how he created you to be, and all that it entails. Because if you really sit down and think about it, I ain't going to say 90%, 85% of the time, you are not who God created you to be. We just haven't tapped into it. And from childhood, we go to school and go to college because our mom and dad made us to. Or we do certain things because of the people that we admired and we try to emulate. Or, you know, we get certain jobs just because they pay the bills, but not because we really like it, but we need the bills to be paid so that we will, you know, and at the end of the day, we're still not who God created us to be. We're not loyal to that. We may branch away from it from time to time because our inner man, our inner spirit craves that. But how are you really applying your state of being to being loyal? And it's so interesting. Minister Kim posted on the Blog Talk Radio page, which really got me. Do you believe it's natural or is it a process? Being loyal. Does it come naturally or is it a process? And I'm going to add, if it is natural or a process, what are you being loyal to? Are you being loyal to the status quo? Are you being loyal to what society says? Are you being loyal to your culture? Are you being loyal to, you know, what your family expects, values and morals? What are you really being loyal to? So let's look up, I looked up the word loyalty, but I want to look up loyal so we can get a, you know, a definition. Person. And loyal is an adjective, and it is faithful to one's sovereign, a loyal subject. It also says faithful to one's oath, commitments, or obligations. Faithful to any leader, party, or cause, or to any person or thing conceived as deserving. Characterized by or showing faithfulness to commitments, vows, allegiance, obligations, like loyal conduct. So at the end of the day, being loyal is being faithful, period. Now the question is, what and whom are you faithful to? What system are you faithful to? What institution are you faithful to? What thought process are you faithful to? Who are you faithful to? And where did that come from? I remember one conversation that I had a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed a guest. And one thing that I learned about being loyal or having loyalty was that I was loyal to everything and everybody else but myself. And one of the reasons why was because I didn't know who I was. So how can I be loyal to something that I'm not sure of or don't have an idea of? So we talked about loyal, and let's talk about loyalty. Hey, loyalty, which is my niece's name. Loyalty, I'm putting it in, y'all. And then loyalty is actually a noun. So loyalty is the state or quality of being loyal or faithful or committed. So loyal is faithful, but loyalty is the state of being loyal, which changes everything, because what state are you in? You know, that's like, you know, the state of mind when I hear that, or the quality of being loyal. Am I living up to that? Am I faithful to the quality of life that I've chosen? Am I faithful to the state of mind that I would like to be in? Am I loyal to it? So we're going to start right there. Radio Angel, you kind of quiet over there. What you got going on?
I had to calm myself down, guys, because, you know, I'm going to meet my sister tomorrow, and I'm just like, what? Oh, wait a minute. I'm at work. Focus. Okay.
Right.
I think that's very interesting. Just going back to, and I don't remember the guest, Lord. Oh, Tyson, Lady Tyson. Was it Lady Tyson?
Yes,
that you interviewed,
yes.
Where we were,
yes,
talking about the whole being loyal to your, No. I think it was Lady Star.
Star.
It was Lady Star.
Yeah.
Because she was the community activist.
Yes.
I think it was her that you interviewed and had that conversation about being loyal. And it's interesting because the question is, are we being loyal to ourselves?
Hmm.
You know, I have to really think about that. Am I being really loyal to myself?
Hmm.
And I'm going to say in the past that I have never been loyal to myself. I've always put everybody else before me, which is a good thing to a certain degree. But, I mean, I didn't do it with an open heart. It was more grudgingly. So that kind of sucks right there when it's grudgingly. But
it's real.
But I think now that I'm in another state of mind, I'm loyal to myself, which helps me to be loyal to God, which is interesting because you said loyalty. Did you say loyalty or loyal equals faith and faithful?
Loyal equals, yeah,
means
faithful.
Equals faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's kind of deep right there. See, we about to go deep. You know, I'm still in my, like, it's Memorial Weekend. Can we get our party on? Party
we ain't going to go deep. We just going to hit it and quit it. State the facts. Bam, 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 and we're done.
Hit it and quit it. Hit it and quit it. Well, I want to kind of shift the shift. Oh, wait a minute. You might be still talking about something. Here. Are you finished with that?
We're good. I want to shift back. You don't know how I'm going to shift it back.
You are, girl. I already know. We know how we get down. today, okay, so last Sunday, my pastor, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple, that's where,
shout out,
Dr. Kim, I'm about to call her Dr. Kim. All right, now, Dr. Kim E.
All right,
Dr. Kim E. Underwood. That's where we go to church at. And, Pastor Cooper was talking and he went to the scripture of John 14:26. And interesting enough, I decided that I was going to stay on that particular scripture for the week. But I ended up moving off that scripture but staying in that section, which was 14, 15, and 16. And today I wrote 17. And today as I was sitting there reading it, LaTanya, I'm like sitting here saying, what? Okay, let me all give you an idea of what's going on in that particular passage. This would be St. John's 17 in that particular chapter. So what's happening is that Jesus is, he knows that his time is short, and he's going to the Father, and he's praying. And he's praying for his disciples because he's concerned. And so he's praying for his disciples, and he's praying for you and me. I'm like sitting here saying, man, you about to be chopped up. You about to be thrown up on a, they about to take you. You already know you're going for death. And you over here praying for these knuckleheads. Hey, that's just reality radio. That's how because you know what's so funny is that's how I saw it. Like, not that the disciples are knuckleheads. Please understand that this is not the thought of this radio station, or the
you putting out a disclaimer.
The disciples
were knuckleheads.
Right. This is all Kim M. Sutter, aka Radio. Wait, I'm like sitting there reading the Bible, and I'm like, Jesus, you about to die, and you over here praying for these knuckleheads. And on top of that, you praying for the knuckleheads that are coming in the future. That be me. That be you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you are so loyal. That's what came to mind. Like, you are so loyal to the point that these are your boys. You've been rolling with them for how many years? Y'all been eating, sleeping, and loving on the community, doing miracles, and doing a whole bunch of stuff, maybe even fighting. I mean, you're so loyal that you're going to God. Like, God, these are my boys. You gave them to me. They are in me. I am in them, and I am in you. So I need you to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to, you know, and on top of that, God, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that's going to come, and they're going to believe in me, and I ain't even here. But they're going to believe my miracles. They're going to believe what the disciples have said. I need you to keep them. I need you to keep them. You know what? I need you to keep them so much. Listen, I need to drop the Holy Spirit on them. What? That's how I actually saw that whole scripture. Like, I'm like, Jesus, where? So if Jesus could be that loyal, that's just like, that just blew me away. I'm sorry. That blew me away. What's your thoughts on that? Like, I totally was like, what?
I mean, and that's so true that, and we always say, oh, God is faithful. You know, Jesus is faithful. But literally, he's loyal. I mean, that takes it to a whole nother realm for me. His loyalty to us is just like, When I really sit back and think about it, it makes me feel bad sometimes because I'm just like, am I doing enough? Because as loyal, I know that I won't be as loyal to him as he is to me all the time, because I'm tied to flesh. I already know that. However, do I still deserve as much loyalty and faithfulness as he gives to me? And I make it personal. So when I wake up with that thought, it's like, today I've got to do something better. And I need to start with being loyal to the essence of who he created being me. Because I think that's the ultimate worship. That's the ultimate praise to me, is really walking, believing, and having faith that God did not make a mistake when he made me. That he didn't mess up when he made me. That he was loyal to the process of making me and everything that I have to contribute to the kingdom. Now, I may make mistakes, but he didn't. And it has to start there. I have to believe that I am who God says that I am, that I'm going to be who God says that I'm going to be, that I shall have what God says that I shall have, because he's loyal to the fact that he does not make mistakes. Will it be a process?
And he cannot lie.
Absolutely. And he don't lie. So if I'm the head and not the tail, then I'm the head and not the tail. Now, the question is, what am I the head of? You know, we always talk about, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. But then we have to pray and ask God, what am I the head of? What am I above? Not what we think it is, but what he has designed it to be because of his loyalty. That was good right there.
That was good right there. That
and
was good
even...
right there. And I think,
right,
I think honestly, I think folks need to just meditate on that for a second. So let us go to a break, because I definitely gotta meditate on that. What am I the head of? Come on now. What am I the head of? What am I the head of? What am I the head of? So as you chew today on that, I'm gonna just take us to another level. Well, actually, I'm not going to take it to another level. We're going to stay on this level, but I'm going to just add some music to the level. So, ow!
Hey!
We got a lot to do. We got a lot to do, y'all. A lot to do. What does it actually mean to be loyal as it pertains to your personal and spiritual development? Do you believe it's a natural happen or it's a process? Today we have open conversation with me, your host, Lady Quarterback Rush, and the Radio Angel. And we're talking about loyal and loyalty. If you would like to call in and join in our conversation, please dial 347-857-1295. If you would like to speak, press the number 1 that your hand is raised and you would like to chime in, and we will open you up. No, we won't open you up. We'll open up your phone line.
Just hit the number 1, and Radio Angel, that be me, is on the line. We'll definitely open your mic so that you can join into this conversation. If not, we thank you so much. So we shout out for the Texas, New York area, because they're always on the line. Thank you so much for actually being here and supporting us. We shout out to the California people. We know it's early, but we thank you for actually showing up and coming through. So we are covering all the bases,
Come on.
All the bases.
Traveling Route 66. So. Get your kicks on Route 66.
66.
Six,
you know we on the express train. You already know. So anybody who's ever been on an express train with the Voices of Hope, you already know. We come in, we do it, and we have fun doing it. So all righty. So where were we?
We were talking about
you know, I'm still on the grill with the barbecue, with the
pranks
and stuff. I'm trying to be
phenomenal.
And here she, so listeners, check this out. So which is, I just gotta say this real quick. So I'm talking to Lady Quarterback in the background in the green room, and she says, I said something to her. I said, man, you know, I just went religious on you, right? She said, yeah, you don't want to talk about you not going deep, and you over here speaking in tongues. She about to be just
over your sister.
It was so funny that I guess y'all guys would have had to. I guess y'all guys had to be there, but it was just so funny. It was so funny. So.
Because her whole thing before the show was that we're going to have fun, we're going to keep it real, you know, we're going to do this. And then she busts out with this unknown tongue. And I'm like, and she went right there. That's what I say about y'all super saved folks.
Oh. Come
saints,
on now.
The saints.
Man, I'm ecstatic. I feel like I'm moving away from the subject. So I want to just, let me just put that at bay right now. So we can go back to the subject. I don't want to, you know. But it's Memorial Weekend. It's fun time.
Hey, hallelujah, glory. Let's talk about being loyal. For me.
Okay, let's talk about being loyal.
Loyal is just showing up. And regardless, showing up if no one else shows up. Showing up if you get the support or not. Because you're being loyal to the cause or loyal to the commitment that was made. So this is one of those prime examples because I was supposed to do a recording. And we weren't supposed to be live today. But I thought about it. How can I talk about being loyal when I ain't even there? So I got on the phone today. And here I am. So being loyal, even when you don't want to be or when it's inconvenient, you know, and being honest about it, just being, I don't think you can be loyal and dishonest at the same time. Does that work? How does that work?
I'm going to back up a little bit because one of the things you said was loyalty is showing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, and then you said, can you be loyal and not be honest?
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on what you mean by showing up. Because the bottom line is that if you're showing up for somebody, if you're showing up for yourself, you need to be in your purest form. You need to be there because you want to be there. Otherwise, don't show up. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't make sense. You're not really being loyal. You're not really being faithful because your body is there, but you're grudging. You're grudging. Like, here's a good example, or maybe this is not a good example, but this is an example that popped in my head. Was it's about, like, tithing. You know, you tithe because you're faithful and you're loyal to God, because you love God and you tithe to Him. So God loves a cheerful giver. So when you're there and you're in, when you're present in the moment of tithing, whether you're in the church tithing, whether you, God has asked you to tithe in a ministry or non-organization, because that's another thing. People think that when you tithe, that your tithe only has to be in the church. It could be wherever God says it to be. So God, after 1 year, I was not going to church for whatever reason. I have no clue why I wasn't going to church. But I was tithing, and I put all my tithes in the envelope. All my tithes in the envelope. That ended up being like almost $2,000. And what ended up happening was there was somebody that God wanted me to, I'm trying to think about that whole situation, because I ended up tithing that whole tithe into that person cheerfully. And knowing that God wouldn't want His children to be without, because she had children as well. She had some small children. And so that was to help her to do whatever she needed to do. So, you know, when you're being loyal, you got to be in the presence. Like, you got to be there. You can't be there with a grudgingly heart. So you can't give with a grudgingly heart. You have to be there for the person, for yourself, for the ministry, whatever it is. And then it's prayer is form. And be cheerful about it. You know what I'm saying? Be cheerful about
people,
it. Just being there.
You said something. People really think showing up means to be there physically. But then their heart isn't there. To me, that's just making an appearance. There's a difference between showing up and making an appearance. And when we say show up, being loyal and showing up means showing up wholeheartedly. That is probably why a lot of, you know, one's goals, aspirations, and dreams are not really being fulfilled or coming into fruition, is because they just make an appearance. They don't show up. And they expect, because I'm physically here, that God should do something. But God is like, you just made an appearance. You ain't show up.
Come on now. Faith without deed is dead.
You making an appearance, and not saying, you know, that that means that you got to do, you know, a whole lot. I'll take me, for instance, because it's always safe to use yourself. Hey, remember, if you're on the phone line, 347-857-1295, it's not too late. Push the number one so that you may be acknowledged. We do want to make sure we give you an opportunity on today to speak your friends, your family.
We do have somebody on the line. Do you want to make your point first, or do you want to open up the line? And we have two people on the line, so.
Okay.
You want to make your point first?
Go ahead. No, no. Go ahead and open up the line.
All righty, all righty. Hello, caller. Your line is open. You are an unknown number, so I can't even say what your area code is.
Praise the Lord, sister. This is Sister Barbara from Brooklyn.
Hey,
oh,
Barbara,
welcome,
from Brooklyn.
Welcome.
I hope y'all sounding good, but I'm mad because y'all stole my line. But I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say it anyway.
What was that?
It's confirmation.
I wanted to say that, and Kim, you stole it away from me, but I wanted to say that, you know, loyalty to me is sometimes loving the person that you're doing it for, or the thing that you're doing, like you love the Lord, as Kim said, you know, so you're loyal to Him, so you're going to do your best at what you do. But, you know, if it's a friend or something like that, you know, you love them, so you're going to try to make sure you hook them up by being there. And if you can't be there, as you said, you know, if it's a donation or whatever, you could do, you know, just support them. So loyalty is supporting them, even when you it's not convenient to support them. You do it anyway, or you send that gift anyway, that money anyway, that prayer anyway. So it's a matter of just loving and caring for what you're doing, believing in what you're doing or what your friend is doing, and not doing it begrudgingly.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
Well, thank you, Sister Barbara. From Brooklyn, New York repping in. New York is repping it in. So what's your thoughts on that, Lady Quarterback?
Oh, I fully agree. I fully agree. Like she said, you do it anyway. It's the nature in which you do it in that we have to always be mindful of. Because usually when we do stuff begrudgingly, we don't want to do it. So we're not bringing our best. Uh-huh. We're like, like me and cleaning my room. I don't want to clean my room. That's my room. That's my space. I do what I want to do in my space. But when I know that I have to clean it because I can't find my favorite top or, pants I want to wear, then it's just like, ugh.
Or that $20 bill.
I got to clean my room. Or that $20 bill I know I had. And it's like, I got to clean my room. So it might not be that I clean it up. I might just straighten up. But when I know that it has to be clean, I put my music on, I open my window, I get up early, that's a whole different mindset of cleaning. Which is what I was saying about showing up and making an appearance. So that's one of the things that we must be mindful of when it comes to being loyal and, to something or someone.
Well, we have another caller on the line, but caller, hold on. We have a commercial break that we have to take really.
Thank you, Sister Barbara.
Really
we appreciate
closely.
You.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/getting-started-in-real-estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
And we're back. Well, shout out to Angel Power Holdings going on over there to Facebook to Getting Started in Real Estate. I believe that Angel Power Holdings will be having a call soon in regards to getting unstuck in real estate. So look out for that. It's going to be a really good call. It's going to be free. You're going to get some really good information and resources. So look out for that. That should be happening. Challenge should be happening in 30 days, actually. Woo, countdown. So, Lady Quarterback, I'm going to open up the line. We have another caller before we continue with what we were talking about. So, caller, we have you on the line. The first three digits are 903, which is the area code, and the last digits are 32. No, sorry, Lord have mercy.
What is
92-93, Reality Radio. That is one of our Texas. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I was just calling in to let you know that your topic was on time because I'm actually in a situation where I want to fulfill my commitment that I've committed to doing, but it has become difficult because, I'm a type of person where I'm very organized and planned out, and I don't like to be late. I don't like to do stuff at the last minute, especially when it comes to planning an event. And so this morning I wake up and, I've been, getting in contact with the people over the organization, for the last week or two about the event. And, this morning I wake up to a text saying, hey, can you go to the store and get this, this, and this? And so that really frustrated me because I'm like, in my mind, I want to say no. But in my heart, I've already said that I'm going to commit to this event. So it's kind of, I'm battling with being loyal this morning and being obedient, you know, because, you know, you never know, you know, when you say you're going to fulfill a commitment or you want to help or you want to be a volunteer for an event, you never know how it's going to turn out, what last minute things are going to come up and stuff like that. And so right now I'm just mentally, like, frustrated because I'm like, I really don't like going, you know, the day of the event picking up stuff. And so, and I, you mentioned being loyal, and so, and being, you know, when you say you're going to volunteer or you're going to commit to something, then you fulfill that even if it's an inconvenience for you. And so that this call today really helped me to see that, you know, maybe I'm frustrated because how I'm set up, you know, mentally and how I do things is not how everybody else does it. And so fulfilling my commitment has become more challenging. And so I did what was asked, but, you know, at the same time, too, I'm not feeling 100%. So that may be another reason why I'm frustrated. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you for, you know, I've been hearing a lot of sermons about being loyal the last 3 to 4 weeks. And so, you know, one thing that I'm learning about myself is that, you know, I want to be, I say that I want to be all that God has called me to be. And so one thing that I'm working on is taking a step back from the job that I have and actually going in the direction that God wants me to be, whether that means going to a job that gets paid less, whether that means going to a schedule where I work less hours. But I want to be at the end of my life where God wants me to be. And so I really appreciate you ladies for being on the line this morning, early on a Saturday morning, which most people don't give up their Saturday mornings. They're either sleeping in from staying up all night and doing what they wanted to do the night before, or they're doing whatever they want to do, whether it's softball game, traveling out of town, or whatever. So thank you for your commitment and loyalty for being on the line this international call today.
Oh, my goodness.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I do have
Where do we want to start on this? Because, you know, I want to chime in on that a little bit, too.
Okay. I first want to, commend you for acknowledging, because that's the hard part, too, because we don't like to acknowledge our faults, if you will, or our challenges. I love the word challenge because challenges, you can overcome challenges. So I always use challenge often. I'll never say problem and stuff. Well, anyway, for acknowledging that, because that's part of the process when Minister Kim mentioned is loyalty a process. So I can say for you, this could be your process of being loyal to your commitment. But one of the things I do want to say and suggest to you is also be mindful of your level of expectation. I say this all the time because that gets us in a lot of problems. Kim knows I wear her out with, you know, being mindful of your level of expectation. Because you did not meet what you expected doesn't mean that you weren't loyal to the commitment or what you said you were going to do. And like you said, people do things differently. So you also have to be flexible in understanding how other people operate so that you won't kind of get that sense of obligation, because we have to be careful with obligation. Obligations gets us in trouble too. God dealt with me on that. You know, we always want to be obligated. We want to be obligated, but we find ourselves being obligated to the person and not the cause that the person is doing. Because for me, what I believe is that if someone is doing something of God, then that cause is godly, and I'm obligated to the cause because people make mistakes. So you want to be very mindful of your level of expectation, you know, how you expect it to turn out, how you expect it to do, and then just be flexible. If you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it all the way until it's completed, you know, and just be okay. Don't be frustrated because you've already, you know, you've committed to it. You've been faithful thus far. You've done everything that you were supposed to do, you know, thus far. And at that point, you just, it is what it is. So I commend you on a lot of different things. I thank you so much. I'm very humbled by your comment because I needed
to hear that this morning. It flowed, as you know. And just continue to work out your process of being loyal, being committed, and being mindful of your level of expectations. Angel?
You basically hit it, because you know that I've ran conferences, I've done a whole bunch of different things. And I realize that when I'm on the team and I'm not the head, I'm a team member, that I just roll with them. I just roll with them. And I think, honestly, I learned that from you. I really learned that from you, because you have been with me and PIP forever. And it's just like, what? So I've learned to roll with the punches. So I say, just roll with the punches. No, you know, in my head, when we're doing events and stuff, anything and everything can go different. And so I just go with it. And I really literally learned that from you, Lady Quarterback, because you already know. How many times, girl, Carla, if you only knew. Lady Quarterback had to grab me by my head and send me down. She said, look at here. So I say to you, Carla, you know, Quarterback, as Lady Quarterback has already said it, just manage your expectations. I mean, you go there, you show up, you do what you're supposed to do, and that's it. I mean, be the best at what you are supposed to be there for. So if you're supposed to be there to carry the water, be the best water carrier there, because you will get noticed. You will get noticed.
Yes.
You get
when you
noticed
show
for
up,
doing wonderful
not making
things.
A
yes. But,
right.
And not only will you get noticed by the leader, but you'll get noticed by God. And God will honor that, because like Lady Quarterback said, if this is totally of God, then God is going to acknowledge you, and he's going to reward you. You know how he do?
He's
giving you rewards. You'll be like, what? Hey, wait a minute, I got my joy back. Amen, hallelujah. I slept good tonight. Yes, hallelujah.
So, and especially because there's some things, you have petitions before him. You mentioned that you wanted to fully walk into what God has called you to do and be what God has called you to be, and then it will affect your current employment situation. So just believing that God is faithful in making sure that whatever decision that you make, you know, as it relates to your next move, that he's going to be faithful. He's going to be loyal to that. He's going to make sure that everything is all right as long as you move according to his will and in his wisdom and timing. I believe that you're going to do great things because your heart is pure. Your spirit, you have a beautiful spirit, and everything is going to work out for you. So God bless God for your life. Thank you so much for calling. Do we have anyone else? Press number one if you want to say something. Open call. It's an open call. It's an open call. On loyalty.
It is an open call. Well, I'm going to take us to break if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, well, I see that we do have a hand up. Carla, just hold on, hold on. We're going to go to break, and we're going to open the line right back up to you. Thanks so much.
Yep.
We'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
For all of you who are in the New York area, that is Minister Kim E. Underwood and Radio Angel, a.k.a. Kim Sellers. That's our pastor, and that's our church. Again, that's 3030 Jerome Avenue, right off of Bedford, Your landmark is Lehman College, and that's the 4 train right here in the Bronx. So everybody is definitely welcome to come and join us and get a phenomenal worship experience. Phenomenal worship experience. So come on by and visit us. We'd love to hug on you. Unfortunately, I won't be there this Sunday, so you'll have to get loved on by Minister Kim E. Underwood. So, Lady Quarterback, we have a caller on the line. Your area code is 646, and your last 4 digits is 8753. Caller, you're on the line with Lady Quarterback and me, Radio Angel.
Good morning. This is Sister Tina.
Good morning, Sister Tina.
And I'm kind of shy. Good morning.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But I'm calling in about, first I want to thank God for allowing me to meet Minister Kim's mother, Mother Miracle, on the bus. And she allowed me to get on the prayer line. And I'm so tearful because I'm so happy.
Oh.
And the loyalty part is I had text Minister Kim a problem I was having, and I didn't realize it was on a group text. And I was like, I want to never divulge that information, but Sister Barbara texted me back. And she was just telling me how to cover that situation with the blood of Jesus. So I felt the loyalty in her, Sister Barbara, thank you. And also, when I tried to get on the prayer line this Friday, I wasn't able to get on. 3 times I dialed. So I felt like God, through the Spirit, was allowing me to have loyalty, to still keep on trying.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up being on the prayer line only with Mother Miracle. And we had such a good praise and thanks to the Lord. But the loyalty of us two together still saying, okay, let's just praise God. And she praised them, I praised them, I sang. And it just was good. And I have tears in my eyes of joy right now, thanking God and thanking this radio show and the prayer line and thanking the people that God is aligning me with to come out of my shyness, that I'm not really shy, that I'm finding out that I'm being suppressed only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to chime in and say that I thank you for your show. I thank you for the prayer line, and I thank you for Mother Miracle and Minister Kim.
And we thank you for showing up and being loyal to us. You know,
exactly,
to the ministry and all. So I can't wait to actually meet you when we have the prayer walk in September. I can't wait
really nice
to meet you. So
that would be
we're
really
gonna have
nice.
A prayer walk in September. This is awesome, awesome. I was really trying to get her to do it in August, but I think it's kind of hot. August,
it was hot the other day.
I came to
the church once. I did come to the church.
Oh,
at Jerome
awesome.
Avenue, 3030
awesome.
Jerome Avenue. I've been there. Yes,
thank
I enjoyed
you.
It.
Thank you.
So, ladies, I want to thank you.
Wonderful. I have a quick question. Is this the same Sister Tina that sent an inbox message when I was on the phone interviewing about the timeout, when we had the call about the timeout, that you're writing a book?
Yes, and I'm up to, like, I'm in the middle of chapter 6.
Yes, that's what Minister Kim let me know, that you sent that inbox message for that. And it really just kind of ties into the same thing about being loyal to that. You know, I've been writing a book for, I don't know how long, Kim, how long I've been writing this book? For about a year. I'm going on 2 years now.
Wow.
And it's frustrating for me, because to me it's like, oh, I should be finished with this book. But I'm loyal to the fact that God placed this book in me, and it has got to come out.
Right, it does.
So, you know, I don't want you to be frustrated and just, you know, because it can be frustrating because you don't know how it's supposed to come about.
Right.
But as long as you're loyal to the fact and you're showing up to the fact
right.
that God said that this book must come out. One thing that I've learned for me is that the way that God works for me, I cannot write, I cannot speak, I cannot teach on anything that I have not lived.
Right. That's what I was
so,
thinking. Maybe I still have to live out some stuff.
It's some more things that you have to live. Even with reading books,
I can read a book and it's so good, and I'm reading, then all of a sudden nothing. I don't pick the book up. And I'm trying to force myself to do something that's not in the timing of God, because
right.
I need to apply what I read. I can't
mm-hmm.
read like everybody else reads. I have to do it the way that God has intended for me, and that is going back to that being loyal to yourself.
Wow.
So I'm so glad you're on the call. I'm so glad you called in, because I was going to address this on the page. But I get to tell you, myself, is to just be encouraged. You know,
I didn't see that message right away. I saw it later on. I said, oh, she texted back.
To just, you know,
thank
just
you for
know
that.
That, yeah, just know that, you know, you're right where God wants you to be. And
yes.
like you said, it's not that you're shy, you're being suppressed. And don't
yeah.
use the word suppressed. Say that you're being hidden.
Oh,
God is hiding you.
Okay.
The Bible
well.
Talks about being, you know, hiding under the shadows of the Almighty. There was a season where I was hidden.
Wow.
And I felt suppressed. I felt held back. But God said, no, I was hiding you. So now when it's time for me to go into my hiding place, I remember one time I was like, God, what is this place I'm in? What is going on? God said, you have mastered hiding under the shadows of the Almighty.
Wow.
Because that's where I was for a season. So don't say suppressed. Say that you're being hidden.
I just wrote it down. I'm being hidden by God. I like
yes,
that better.
God is hiding. God is hiding you in the cleft of the rock. Yes.
Ooh. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So be encouraged. Be encouraged, woman of God.
I
love you much. Thank you for speaking
thank you.
Up
I love you
and calling
and thank
in.
Thank you for the encouragement.
My pleasure.
Okay, have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Sister
Angel.
Tina.
Sister Tina, Sister Myra wants me to inform you that she feels your pain, that she understands what you're going through, and that she will continue to pray for you.
Yay.
So she just sent me a text to say that.
This morning she should
wow.
have just hit the number one and just said it herself. But I'll be the messenger today.
Why are you
all right. I'm going to get you. Well, we are definitely winding down. Again, this is an express train, and we're going to do, God forgive me, but we're going to do the express part of this.
Don't kill me, Minister Kim.
The express part of our favorite part of this show, which is give me your life to Christ. We don't like to leave a broadcast without allowing you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. This is not all deep, you know, it's a serious manner, but it's not like, oh my God, I got to say that. No.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe
mm-hmm.
in your heart that
mm-hmm.
Jesus died on the cross for you. And once you do that and you honestly repent, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter whether you're doing it right now. It doesn't matter when you get off the phone and do it. It doesn't matter whether you're at the pool and all of a sudden you do it. Because when I gave my life to God, and I have to say it that way, I was in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the bedroom of my house. And then I later on found out that I had to give my life to Christ as well. So that was done in the privacy of my own room. So
mm-hmm.
if you have been touched or your heart has been, you know, you feel that moment that you need to repent, then this is the opportunity for you to take that time to pray and say, God, I
mm-hmm.
do believe in you. And I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that I want to be down with you. It's just as simple as like
mm-hmm.
that. It's just as simple. You ain't got to go all deep like they do in church. Nah, because that's not how I did. I was like, God. All right, I can't do this by myself. Jesus died on the
cross.
And then
you believe it.
Okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line is believe it. So our broadcast is closing, and as I promised before, oh, I'm sorry, lady quarterback. Did you want to say something? Because you know already,
mm-hmm.
I'm in party mode. I'm about to put the party mode, party music
well, let
on.
The party,
fact,
let
the party
let the party start.
Ow. Don't be so
it's
deep, people, that you can't get down with the music. And
be happy.
All right, everybody.
Smile.
And be loyal to yourself. See you next week.
won't forget.